Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Pei Aleph. We're holding seven lines from the top of the Amid, where the Gemara begins with a story. Rav Yehuda v'ka'azli ba'orcha. Rav and Yehuda were traveling together on the road. Havka'azla hahi itza kamayo. And they were walking after a lady who was traveling in front of them. And apparently there weren't a lot of people around. And you remember we learned yesterday in the Gemara that we learned in the Mishnah, that one can be misyached, isha achas, misyachedes im shnei anoshim, said Rabbi Yehuda Amarav at the top of the Omid, loishonu ela bi'ir. That's when you're in the city, but there are a lot of people around. Al baderech, where everything is in seclusion, nobody's traveling. This wasn't a major superhighway with eight lanes. This was presumably a country road, not a lot of people around. So baderech at shiyu, shloisha, shem yitztarech echem mehen, v'nimtza misyached. They were concerned about a possibility of yichud, as well as the possibility that they're walking after this woman, that they shouldn't chas v'sholem have hirhurei avera. And therefore, omli Rav, the Rabbi Yehuda, Rav said to Rabbi Yehuda, you know what? Dal karech, let's pick up your legs, my legs, and let's go more quickly. Mikamei gehenim, that we shouldn't chas v'sholem fall into gehenim. Meaning, let's pass this lady. Let's not continue traveling behind her. Let's walk in front of her so we wouldn't be gazing and looking at her all the time. Rather go in front of her so we shouldn't chas v'sholem come lidei possible avera. Didn't you go and say that it says in the Mishnah is talking about kisherim? And Baruch Hashem, we're kisherim. We're not prutzim chalila. So what's the issue? Why are you all concerned? Amalei told him, "Yemar the ksheirim kagoyin anoviat. You think I meant ksheirim like you and me? El kagoyin mai, kagoyin Rab Chanina bar Papi v'chaverev. We're talking about really giants like Rab Chanina bar Papi." And Rashi brings up Tzodik Rav Kahana. Who are these people that they were faced nebuch with a nisoyan, and each one was miskaber on that nisoyan? So what was the nisoyan that they had? So we take a very very quick look at the bottom of a lamed tes amid beis. Mem Omid Aleph, which we had about a month ago. I'm sure it's all ingrained in all of your minds, nice and fresh. But in the bottom of Lamed Tes Omid Beis, you had the last three lines. Ki hod rebchnina bar papi tovese hahimat trunisa. There was a goita that was schlepping, that was trying to entice rebchnina bar papi. Omer Milza, he said absavort, either al pikishif, or he said avort based on Sefi Yetzira, or what have you. And all of a sudden his whole body became full of boils and things like that. And of the, so that he should look repugnant in her eyes, so she shouldn't be interested in living with him. So what did she do? Of the himilsis, and now she said something, Alpi Kishiv, the Itzi, and automatically he got healed. So what did he do? Orak, he ran, Toshabu Beibani, and he ran and he hid inside a Beis HaMerchetz. This Beibani, this Beis HaMerchetz, was such that Mazikim were roaming around all the time. So even if two people came in together during the day into this Beibani HaMitziki, they would go and be damaged. There would be a hezek. But he wasn't afraid. B'chinina Bar Papi says, I got to run away from this Matronisa. L'mocha, the next day, Amar Lei Rabbanan, when he came out alive and everything was okay, the Rabbanan asked him, "Man Natrach, who protected you, Rav Chanina Bar Papi?" Amar Lahu Shnei Noisei Kaiser, Shemuni Kol HaLaila. I had two special shomrim from the Kaiser that went and protected me the whole night. Amar Lei, so they said to him, "Shem Dvar Erva, Bali Yorcham Yitzalte Menu." Maybe there was a problem with Dvar Erva. The Tanina Kol HaBod Dvar Erva Li Yodle V'Nitzalei Menu Oysen Lei Neis, and that's why you had a nest that nothing happened to you in this Beibani. So that was Rav Chanina Bar Papi. But we have two others, Rav Tzodik and Rav Kahana. Says the pasuk, "Yiburi koyach oisa devara." They have givura in their koyach lishmoya bekal devara, to listen to Hashem and not listen to the Eitzahar. You're going to Tzodik v'chaverav. Reb Tzodik tavisehu min matronisa. Again, a goita wanted to entice Reb Tzodik. Omala cholish lili boy. I can't. I'm just too shvach. Leimatzina. Ikamidi lemeichel. Maybe you have something to give me to eat, and therefore I'll be able to get my koyaches back together. If we're going to live together, I don't have the koyach. Amalaysa, she said, "Ikedvar tameh." Yeah, I have in the freezer. I have a piece of chazer, and I can go warm that up. Amalah, no, my nafkimina. What can I do? The oved ha, achoil ha. If I'm anyway going to engage in znus chas v'sholem with you, so anyway, I'm a bad guy. Salali tishtikel chazer. So Shagasanu, so she turned on the oven, and Kamanchalei, what did he do? He went and Solik V'yasu B'kaveh, he went and sat inside the oven. We're talking about Rav Tzadik. Why did he sit in the oven? Amalei, my how, what are you doing? You're in the oven, are you nuts? Amalah, the oven, ha, nafubah, someone who's going to engage in illicit relations with you, unfortunately will fall into Gehenna. I'd rather go into Gehenna right now into the hot furnace, the hot oven. Amalei, yadi kulihai, if I would have known how this really bothers you so much that you're willing to chas v'shalom commit suicide, go into the oven, litzarticha, I would not have been mitzari. And finally, Rav Kahana have a kamazben dekule. He would go and sell baskets to women. That was his parnasa. Tovasei himatranisa. One of his customers said, "No, no, Rav Kahana, she'd like to live with him." Amala ezel ikshet nafshoy. Yeah, kid. First, let me go and fix my tie. Let me go and shmirzach. I'll come back surely. What did he do in the meantime? Solik enough for me. Eagerly ara, he went up to the roof and he jumped off the roof to chas v'shalom commit suicide. Also, you all know it. He came, Kiblein with Mekabalim, and Omalei, he said to him, Atrachten Arba Meya Parsi. You know, you forced me to fly over 400 Parsors from where I was. I wasn't local. I was at a bris in Australia. I had to go and run all the way, Arba Meya Parsi, to go and save you. Omalei, so now Rav Kahana said, Mi Gorom Li, what caused me to unfortunately be involved in this? Lavani Yusa, because I was poor. If I wasn't poor, I wouldn't be selling baskets to the ladies. Nebuchadnezzar had no other panasa. Yoav Lei Shifa the Dinrim, he gave now a whole bunch of Dinrim so that he would be able to support himself. The covered, he wouldn't have to be engaged in selling baskets to the ladies. Anyway, we see from all of these three cases how these were really groisa tzadikim, giboyre koyach oisei devore lishmoye v'kol devore. Right? Says now Rav to Rav Yehuda, those are the kshenim we're talking about, not guys like us. We, of course, we're good, but we're at maximum, we're beninim, we're not on their madrega. And so therefore, let's go in front of this lady, megameh gehen. Now the Gemara tells us in Uhalocha Omer Rav, Malkin al Yichud, v'yein oisin al ha-yichud. What happens if we have Edim that say that a person was the Yichud in seclusion with a woman, they were together in a room. We're not talking about Soita now, we're talking about that someone was over on Hilchois Yichud, then we give him Malkus. Rashi says, Malkin, Makis Mardis. We're going to go and give him Betch for going being Mesiachid with him, even if nothing happened. Nevertheless, Yichud alone. Then Oysan Yichud, however, we're not going to ask her. What does that mean? Says Rashi, in Oysan Eishes Ish Al Baala Machmas Yichud. If you're talking about a married lady, people are going to go and say, behind closed doors. Maybe Shitaka did something wrong. And if she did it consensually, she's not to live with her husband anymore. So it's more based on Yichud alone. If you had Eide Bir Chasushon. But just the fact that we know that there were Yichud, that's not enough to Aser and Eishes Ish Al Baal.
But there was no Hasra, you're saying.
There was no Hasra, and there were no, even if there was Hasra, all they did was Yichud. They didn't do anything more. We know that there was no Bia.
So they were
But the Oyvah and Hilchas Yichud. Yichud is now let to go in seclusion together with a woman. Why? Because it might lead Chas to show them to Zohar.
Right, but if you have Eide Hasra, then she's Aser on her husband, so she's Bodeh.
Well, she's only Aser on her husband if she lives with a different person. But if she didn't live, she
yeah. But so if the people there saw that she didn't live with them, then she, there's no yichud.
But it's an issa yichud. You're not going to be mesiachad. The Mishnah said we mesiachad odem im shtei nashim. The person not going to go into seclusion together with another woman, even if nothing happened. They go behind closed doors. They sit tillum together. They shmooze together.
There was no hasra then.
No, why can't it be Asura? Okay.
No, because then if there's witnesses, if they're in seclusion, then no one can witness what's going on. Is that your point?
Yes.
And if they saw
through the window, they saw through a cubbyhole. We know that these two people went behind closed doors. We know nothing happened, and nevertheless, there is an Isser of Yichud. We'll see in the Gemara later whether it's Menatoyer or Midrabanim. But bottom line is because. They were over on this Isser, Malkus Mardis. However, because of that, we won't answer her on her husband just because of Yichud Allah. Om Ravashi, Loya Marna Yichud Penuya, Al Yichud Eishesish, Loy, by a Yichud of Eishesish, we do not even give the Malkus. You know why we don't give the Malkus? Shaloi tahei moitzi laz al baneh. If we're going to give malchus to the man and malchus to the woman, and then 9 months later she's going to have a child, people say, oh, I know where the child comes from that fellow that they had malchus 9 months ago. Blah, 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 blah. And so therefore, going to be moitzi laz. When perhaps nothing happened at all. It was just yichud, just seclusion. So don't give the malchus, so we shouldn't have the problem. However, Marzutra, Malki Umachris. Marzutra would give the Malkis Mardis, and he would announce, Raboisai, we're giving this because they went into seclusion, the Yichud. Not Znus, but because they did Yichud. Ah, if you look at the Rashi Marzutra Malki, about a quarter down, Al Yichud Eishesish, Umachris Allah, Shloizinza. There was no Znus, Raboisai, no Znus. El and Mesiachta, there was Yichud. And Yichud, that's why I'm giving the Malkis Mardis, just for being Mesiachta. Omalei Rav Nachman ben Pahatche l'Ravashi Mar Nami Lilki v'Lachas. Why don't you do the same thing like Mar Zutra? Do institute Makis. However, make the announcement. Omalei Iklishem b'Hol v'Lishem b'Hol, because there'll be some people that will hear the first part of the announcement, or they'll hear the first part of the report that Makis, but they won't say, or they will not have heard about the fact that they made the Hachraza that this is not for Znus, but for Yichud. Omarav Malkin al Loitoy v'Hashmua. When there's a person who people are talking about him, all types of gossip, there's a cloud, a murky cloud about him that he's doing different types of aveirois, for that alone, you give malchus. Even though we have no proof of anything, just the fact that there's this bad call about him, that he's doing X, Y, and Z, that's enough to go and give him malchus. Shenemer says in the pasuk, Albonai, this is talking about Eli that's speaking to his two sons, Hophni and Pinchas, and he says, Albonai, you, my sons, don't. Because they've heard bad things about you. And Rashi explains that the word al, hishomer, pen, the al, are loiseses. So therefore, this is alav, albonai, don't allow yourselves to be loy toiva hashmua. And this person did allow himself to be the center of gossip among the whole community. For that alone, malk. Marzutra moisev lo afsira al kasbe. Omikrilei albonai, the same Marzutra that we had a moment ago, that gave malchus and made a hachrosa. In this case, moisev lafsira, you have an afsir, which are reins that you typically put on an animal to go and schlep the animal. So he would go and put reins al kasve on the axlan, on the shoulders of a person who was loitoy vashmua, and they gave him malchus. Omikrilei, and again he would make hachrosa. You know why we're giving malchus? Because of albonai. Because he was over on this love of Kilei Toiva HaShmua. Omer Rabba, Baal Be'ir Ein Choshim Mishem Yichud. If you have a married woman together with another man, and they want to go into seclusion, as long as her husband is in the city, you don't have to worry that the Chas V'Shalom is going to come Lidei Avera, and so therefore there is no Isser of Yichud, because the husband can come in any moment. And therefore Rav Yosef said very similarly, Omer Rav Yosef, as long as you have the doorway is open, so anybody can come in at any time. So he'll be afraid, she'll be afraid, and you don't have to worry that this yichud will go and lead to possible zanus. So therefore, no iser of yichud. And now the Gemara tells a fascinating story. We're going to have a whole bunch of fascinating stories. Rabbi Iklabe Rav Yosef. Rabbi came to visit in Rav Yosef's home, and Rav Yosef. And Mrs. Rabbi Yosef, the Rebbetzin Yosef, all ate breakfast upstairs in the Aliyah. We would call that today the attic, but really means the second floor. Basar Tekor Chrifta, after breakfast is over, now Rabbi Yosef and his wife came down. Rabbi Bibi stayed upstairs there on the second floor. Omalahu, Rabbi Yosef is about to leave to Bes Medrash to go and learn and to give a shir, and he said to his wife or whoever was there, Shkuli Dargim Itusei Bibi, now remove the ladder that leads from the first floor to the second floor, so Rabibi cannot come down until I return home. So he's going to remain upstairs. Of course, he had a whole Svarim, Shrank, and Svarim. He'll be able to learn. But stay upstairs, and my wife will be downstairs. Pray tomorrow. What's the problem? After all, Rav Yosef is not traveling to Australia. He's going to remain local. He's going to come back in a couple of hours. So why do I have to worry about that? There's going to be yichud. You have to take the ladder away. Says more shani rabimi deshushbinte hava the geisabei. What means shushbinte? Rashi says balas bris loy. We have that by honor eshkol amamre bali bris avram. The word balas bris means that they were very friendly. In other words, Rav Bibi and Rav Yosef and his wife, apparently they were neighbors or whatever, they knew each other for many years, and because of this great friendliness between them, says the Gemara, Gaisave, so he feels more at liberty, more at home in speaking to her and acting with her, and Chas v'Shalom, one thing could lead to another, says Rav Yosef, Ad kan oim b'shabas agudel, let's go and take away the ladder, to be 1,000% safe that no problem will occur. New shtickle now. Omer of Kana, Anoshim b'chutz v'noshim b'fnin, Ein choshim b'shem yichad, Anoshim b'fnin, Anoshim b'chutz, choshim b'shem yichad. What is this talking about? This is talking about such two rooms, I think they used to call them like a train, so something like that.
A railroad apartment.
A railroad, ah, oh, that's the word of that.
That's right, yeah.
A railroad apartment, which means that you cannot get into the inner room unless you first pass through the outer room. So those that live in the outer room only have the right to come to the outer room. They have no business going into the inner room. But those that live in the inner room, they have a right of way to be able to get through the outer room, because otherwise they'll never be able to get into their own room. Aha. So says Yimar, Anoshim b'chutz, if the men folk are on the outer room, v'noshim b'chutz, and the women are in the inner room, so now, what's the possibility of a problem? That one of the men is going to go into the back room. Since they have no right to go into the back room, they can't go there. They have no right of way. So you don't have to worry that they're going to go into the inner room. So, anoshim mibachutz, anoshim mifnim, it's not a problem. However, it's the other way around. If you have anoshim mibifnim, anoshim mibachutz, men are in the inner room, and women are in the outer room, then choshim shim yichud. Then I have to be noivus. Why? Because since the men have a right of way through the women to get there. So anoshim b'fnim, anoshim b'chutz. How are the anoshim going to get to their room? They're going to have to pass through the anoshim. So one of the men may see one of the anoshim, and chulile might come lidei avera. So choshim mishim yichad. So don't allow for that type of setup with such a railroad apartment where the anoshim are b'fnim and the anoshim b'chutz. Masnisa in the Tana, in the Brayta, says ibcha, just the opposite. Don't allow for a situation where the anoshim are b'fnim and the anoshim b'chutz. What's the reason? What's the concept? So if you look at the Rashi, ibcha, oh, it's about halfway down, a little bit more. Ibcha, anoshim b'chutz, v'noshim b'fnim. Here, the anoshim can only go in the outside. They can't go in the inside. So what's the problem? Choshim shemikonis ha'echad l'fnim v'leyagishu b'chaveirav. Because we're afraid that he is going to quietly go and sneak into the back. Nobody will realize what's going on. Chas v'shalom, he may do things that you're not supposed to do. Anoshim b'fnim, if the men are in the inside, v'noshim b'chutz, ein choshishin, shemetikonis hi l'fnim. I don't have to worry about that. She is going to go towards the men. V'mtikonis hi l'fnim, v'ichbat lan. The isha m'siyachedis im shnei anoshim. Even if one of the women goes to the back when she shouldn't, but we just said in the Mishnah that one woman can go with multiple men. If one of the men is now going through the lady section to be able to get out to the street, he's noivis, just like he left the inner room to go through the outer room to go out into the street. Somebody might be following right on his footsteps. All the men have the right to go through the chitzon, because that's the only way they can get out of this apartment. So if Azoi, you don't have to worry that he's going to do something, because just like he just left the room, other people may leave the room shortly, and they're going to say, hey, what are you doing? What's going on? I thought you were ready in Bismedish. What are you doing sitting here with a lady? So therefore, the Brice says, Punk faket. And that being the case, Omer Abaye, Hashi Omer of Kahana Hochi, B'tana Masnisa Ha'ibcha, since Rav Kahana learned it in one direction, and the Braisa learned just the opposite, and on Navilukhama we have to be machmir on both ways. In other words, don't allow for such railroad apartments. Say if the men are bachutz and the women befnim, say if the men are befnim and the women bachutz, don't do it. It can only cause the potential yichud issues. And now the Gemara tells us that you have to be careful about too much mingling in general. So Abaye Dayer Gulfi, whenever you had a situation, says Rashi, when men and women would come together for whatever, look at Rashi, mokem kvutzas anoshim venoshim, or the drasha, or the chuppah, there's a big drasha being given, the chief rabbi is coming from Australia, and everybody's coming, ooh, blah, 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 blah. Or there's a grace of chuppah, and 1,000 people there. So he would go make a machitza. What was the machitza? Rashi says, mesada kan kanim shol cheres harbi b'neim. He would go and set up a whole line of kankanim of big
pitchers.
Jugs. Yeah, okay, jugs.
Or could be barrels.
Kankanim is usually a small barrel.
Jugs.
And made out of cheris. Harbi bin Eil, lots of them. If somebody goes and crosses the red line, goes to the other side, yekashkeshu, they're going to make noise. The Yishma Koyim will be annoyed. Hey, what's going on? Oh, somebody's going over the line. So therefore, people would then stay in their places. They wouldn't go to the other side. Rova did something similar. Dayer Kana. Rashi's Kana means a whole bunch of Kanim. Presumably those are like reeds that you have like in the marshes and those places. And therefore, says Rashi, a person who passed through the reeds, they're going to go and sway back and forth. They'll make a noise. Same thing. Omra Ovin, or the side says Abaya, Sakva, Tishasa Rigla. Sakva means the sorest point of the year. The Shos of the year is Rigla when you're talking about the Shabbos before the regular. Why the Shabbos before the regular? Says Rashi, because that's when everybody gets together to hear the Drusha. The Mushal, or the Shabbos for the regular, Shabbos Agudal Drusha, the Shabbos Shiva Drusha. People are coming to listen. Anoshim v'noshim. And Rashi says that after the Drusha, Noisnim v'noisim ze'em ze'. They're going to discuss the details. Did you hear what the Rabbi said? Blah, 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 blah. And therefore, Chas V'Shalom, that could lead, that mingling, that talking, that conversing, the men and the ladies together, could lead to potential problems. That's what he's saying. The sore point of the year is Rigla when we start coming towards Yatav. Okay, the Gemara tells us now a story. Hanach Shvuyasa. Shvuyasa means Nebuch, ladies that were in captivity. Nebuch. Dasur l'Nerdo, they came to Nerdo. Askinu l'bei Rav Amram Chasida. Now Rashi says Rav Amram Chasida put pressure on the local community that they should all raise funds to go be poida, to give ransom, to get out all of these captives. And now, Baruch Hashem, they were successful. Now we have a whole bunch of young ladies. What are we going to do with them? So Rav Amram Chasida says, I'll take them under my wing, and I'm going to go and send them up to the second floor, the Aliyah Labais, like we had by Rabibi. I'm going to send them up to the second floor. That's what he did. Askinu l'bei Rav Amram Chasida. They brought him to Rav Amram Chasida. Now, if you call him Rav Amram Chasida, Zeitz Choisi was a big, big chassid. Anyway, after they all went up to the upper room and they stayed there, Ishkulu Dargi Mikamayu. So they quickly took away the ladder so that nobody should be able to go up and Chas V'Shalom do something wrong. Now, one of the young ladies upstairs was now passing over the place where there normally would be ladder would be, in other words, in that opening between the second floor and the first floor, and Nofel Nahira the Ipuma. And Pinkton, when she was walking at that time, the sun was also shining on that in that direction, and it shone on her, and apparently she was an attractive young lady, and therefore Rashi says the shining sun made her panea meirois, her face started shining, and Rav Amram noticed that. And when Rav Amram noticed that, Rav Amram Chasida, the Yetzahara came to him. Shokli Rav Amram the Darga, he quickly pulled over the Darga, that staircase, that ladder, to lehavi yochlin be'asar l'midlaya, that normally even 10 people couldn't go and carry that ladder. And he did it single-handedly. Da'i l'chudei, and saw the other. So he went and took that ladder, and he carried it, da'i l'chudei, all on his own. He didn't have to ask anybody, come help me out. That's how strong the Yetzirah is. He was able to carry the ladder on his own. Solik, V'ozlan, he started climbing up the ladder to find that young lady who just passed by, who was very attractive, and Panam Me'iros, Panam Me'iros. Kimot L'Pal Gedarga, as he got to halfway up the ladder, he realized, uh-oh, what am I doing? I'm such a nar, I'm such a balaveda, listening to the Yetzirah. Ifshach! Rashi said, Ifshach means he positioned his legs in such a way that he wouldn't be able to continue walking up the ladder, that they should like freeze in the spot. And Ramakola, and then he started screaming out, Nura Bey Amram, there's a fire in Amram's house, a fire in Amram's house. So what do you think happens? Everybody started quickly running over to see if they could help out, put out the fire. Os Rabbanan came, Omrulay, and when they saw that there was no fire, but instead of Amram was there standing in the middle of the ladder, then they realized what was going on. Kisafisan. And they said, you know, you're embarrassing all of us. What are people going to go and say? This is Rav Amram Chasida. You can imagine all the other Talmidim Chas V'Shalom. Om Lahus, he said, Mutav Tichsefu Be Amram Be Alma Hadein. I prefer that there should be embarrassment in this home, on this world. Embarrassment and shame towards me. I should be humiliated in this world. rather than I should go and be embarrassed on Yenavot. So I'm happy that you all saw me in this position. You're not going to allow me to go up further. I'm going to be embarrassed in front of all of you. Thank you all for coming. Baruch Hashem, I'll be embarrassed in this world, but not humiliated in the next.
Why were they embarrassed?
Because people are going to go and say, what's going to be the next shmooze? They're going to talk about the rabbi on the gossip page, that the famous rabbi, Abu Chassida, his name is Chassida, and guess what, he was caught in the middle, he almost went upstairs, and blah, blah, blah.
They're rough.
Yeah, they're rough, exactly.
But there were multiple women upstairs. It wasn't just one woman, so isn't that, inhibit...
What does it say in the beginning of the Mishnah?
It said no.
Remember, the Gemara said the reason is because Daitan Kalis.
All right, okay.
You can easily sway them. So apparently this Allah is not only two, but even three and four and five.
Okay.
So the Gemara writes, Ashbe'ei, so now that Baruch Hashem Rav Amram Chassida was able to vanquish and conquer his Yetzirah, Ashbe'ei, so he now swore the Yetzirah, the Yinfek Minei, that he should leave him forever. You almost caught me, Baruch Hashem, I was miskaber, now I mashbi'a you, Aros, get out of me, Yetzirah. Nothing Minei, the Yetzirah, Taka, listen. And he left him, and he had the appearance, ki amudu denura, like a pillar of fire. Omalei, it's appropriate that he said, nura bei amram. Omalei, chazi di at nura. So now, Amram Chassida speaks to the Yetzirah, and he says to him, look, you're a fire. Fano bisra, I'm just a boss of a dom. Fano difnam enough, but I was able to conquer you in the middle, almost of chas v'shalom, committing a big sin, and I stopped, and Baruch Hashem was miskaber on you. Now, is it a good idea to go and fight the Yetzirah and be miskaber? We'll see two stories now of Rameir and Rabbi Akiva. Both stories are very similar. Rameir having misloitzitz ba'oiv ra'aveira. When Rameir would find an oiv ra'aveira, he would mock him. How would he mock him? Rashi says on the second wide line, all the way on the bottom, Oimer shneikul liskabal yitzrim ha'yiroitzim. Mister, if you really wanted to, you could be miskaber Yetzirah. It's not that the Yetzirah is so strong, you don't have the desire to go and go into battle with the Yetzirah. If you wanted to, you could easily take him prisoner. There wouldn't be a problem. That's what a mayor would do. So guess what? So the Satan, the Yetzirah, heard this. Yoyimachat idmele Satan kis itza. Satan says Rashi means the Yetzirah, because you know Yetzirah and Satan's the same. So he dressed up in a camouflage like a woman. V'hachkis denahara on the other side of the river, and Lehama Mebra, but there was no ferry that day going from one side to the other. And Remeir apparently noticed this woman, and apparently she was attractive enough that Remeir had a desire. Nokat Metzra, he grabbed a large rope that was hanging from one side of the river to the other side of the river. And how do you go on such a rope? So Rashi explains that they stack one rope from one end to the other, probably tied to trees or poles, and then underneath that there is a very thin, narrow piece of wood, so that a person would go and hold himself up on the rope and walk on that narrow piece of wood from one side to the other side. Presumably that's where the word metzer comes from, metzer, that it's very narrow, this piece of wood, and he's holding on to the rope for dear life. Anyway, Nok and Metzer's mayor went and grabbed the rope, the Ka'avar, and he was walking across the river on that little piece of wood. Kimata Palga Metzra, when he came halfway, Shavke. Now the Yetzirah on his own left Reb Meir. Why did he do that? Omar, said the Yetzirah, Elav de Kamichrazi Berakia, if it wasn't for the fact that they call out in the Rakia, Hizaru Bere Meir Vite Rasoi, be careful with Reb Meir and his great Torah. So in other words, you Yetzirah put brakes on what you're on your activities against the mayor, since he said such a grace, Graisa Odom Godol, the mayor in his Torah. If it wasn't for that, Shavise Ledomach Tarti Moy, I could have now made you into 2 cents. Moy literally means 2 ma'a, but those are relatively small matbeis, and he's saying, I could have now taken your stature of mayor as being the Godol Adar and reduced you to 2 cents to Gunish. Because if I would have continued, if I wouldn't have left your body now in the middle of the mates in the middle of the river. The Gemara tells us an almost identical story of Akiva, how misloitzit v'ayver, he would also mock the ever. If you really wanted to, you could be miscovered. Yer mechad inu l'sotten kitza, the sotten dressed up like a woman, b'reish tikla, and she is at the top of a tree. And apparently Rabbi Kiva saw her, and he had a desire. Nakta ledikla v'kasolik. He now grabbed hold of the tree, and he started climbing up the tree to the top of the tree. The awesome. Kimata l'palgi ledikla. When he got to halfway up the tree, shavke, then the Yetzirah left him. Why? Again, omri lav the mikhrazim berakia. He's orbe Rabbi Kiva v'terosai. If it wasn't for the fact that they make an announcement up in Shemayim, stay away from Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is chagodl. Yeah, chagodl ador, but tirosa. Shavis ledomach ta'atim moy, I could have made you now into 2 cents. I could have taken the great Rabbi Kiva and made him into the Akivala, Chas Yisholim, the Rosha, that lived together with this woman. New story. Flamer Havarogi, that was his name. Flamer Havarogi, Lamemer called Yoima. Girib Eina Desotin. Every single day he had that minig. Girib Eina, we shoot arrows in the eyes of the sun, which of course was, if you will, he's provoking the sun by saying such words. Oh, we're going to throw arrows in the eyes of the sun. So the sun says, I'm going to teach him a lesson. Yoyim Echad Mali Yimid Kippur, however, was one day was Erev Yom Kippur. In Mile, the sun went and dressed up Ka'anya like an oni, like a poor person. Osakara Baba, he came, knocked on the door of Flamoy. Afika Leirifta, so Aflame saw him, opened the door, and he gave him a piece of bread. That's after all, it's an oni, he's a poor person, he must be hungry, it's Erev Yom Kippur, so he gave him bread. Amalei, so now the sultan, in the form of that oni, said now to Flamoy, Yoyimachia, in the today, Zach Erev Yom Kodesh, Kuli Alma Gavoy, everybody's sitting inside. Vano Avroin, you're leaving me outside hanging? He said, you're right. Aile, he brought him inside, Akriva Leirifta, there, standing in the hallway, he gave him a piece of bread to eat. Everybody's sitting at the table in the dining room. They're having a suda before Yom Kippur. And I'm sitting here out in the foyer in the lobby. Asil, he brought him in. And he sat him next to the big table. Have Yosef Moli Nafshe Shechna Vekivi. We had that Shechna Vekivi at the outset. Remember that story of Chanina Bar Papi, that he looked so repugnant, his whole body was full of shechin, pestilence, and swelling, and boiled, yuch. You wouldn't even want to look at him. So, Moli Nafshi Shechman Kedia, and Aleha, on him. So now he's standing, sitting at the table, and he's doing all types of repugnant acts. Well, it doesn't say exactly what he was doing, but twice maybe he was putting his fingers in his nose, or who knows what. He was doing things that were mias, that made people very, very upset. Amrulay, either Flamoy told him, or Amrulay, Tivshap is sit like a mensch, Rashi says. Shev kahoygin shalay timaseno. Sit in a menschlich way that then act like a mensch that he shouldn't be memayas, he shouldn't be moist to everybody. Amrulay said, have a kasa, do me a favor, give me a kos to drink. Yav le kasa, they gave him a kasa, achmor, and now he went and brought up phlegm from, in other words, he took one of these deep coughs, and shodeh bekichoy, phlegm came up from his lungs, and they went and he spit it out into that kos. Nochrobe. So he spit it into the kos in front of everybody. You make one of these real deep nasal sounds. He pulls up the phlegm, spits it out in front of everybody into the kos. Everybody, nochrobe. They started screaming at him, Rashi said. Nochrobe, they started screaming. What are you doing? This is supposed to be a solemn feast before Yom Kippur, and instead it's becoming such a repugnant type of meal. Anyway, says the Gemara, Shaka Umis. What he did now, he acted as if he died there in front of everybody. Shamut Avka Amri. And then people started hearing that people said, Flamei Kotel Gavra, Flamei Kotel Gavra. Of course, that was not true, but we know that there's a lot of fake news, especially nowadays. And he, Flame, was afraid, says Rashi, that the Noikse HaMelech, those are the king's officers, meaning the police are going to come to kill him because he killed someone. It's Orek V'Toshan HaFshem B'Besakisei, so he, Flame, ran into a Besakisei, out in the wilderness, into an outhouse. Ozel Basrei, and now this fellow, this Oni, meaning the Satan, ran after him, and Nofel Kamei, and he fell onto the floor as if he's dead in front of him, the Besakisei. And then he, of course, Flamoy said, oy, vai, vai, vai. He was so beside himself. Now when the Sultan saw the Havamitztar, that he, Flamoy, was having tremendous emotional pain from this whole situation, Kolinafshi, now he revealed himself and he said, I'm the son. Omalim, my time, Amrasachi. Why did you do this? Why did you give me all of this agony? So he said, so now Omalay, the Sultan now said to Flamai, my time, Amrasachi, why do you say every single day these magic words of Girid Be'ena de Sitna, that you constantly are provoking me? You're going to throw arrows in my eyes. You're going to throw arrows in my eyes? I'm going to throw arrows in your eyes. I'm going to show you. So he said, so what should I do? After all, I want to be protected from you. What you should do every day is say, Rachmona nigar be besatan. Kodesh Baruch Hu, I ask you, please, scream at the satan to get him out of here. But don't go and say, Girbe to the satan. So now the Gemara tells us a similar story. Every time that he said Tachnun and he did Nafilas Apayim Nafala Ape, he would go and add a few words. He would say, Omer, Harachman Yatzileni mi Yetzahara, Boyishlon, save us from the Yetzahar. Yoy Mechan, Shemesina de Bissu. Now this is Rabkiya Barashi. His wife heard him one day saying those words, and as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, he was already an elderly individual, this Rabkiya Barashi. His Omra, she said, Mechti Hakamishani de Parish Leminoi. It's already many years that Abkhir Ba'ashi is no longer living with me. And Rashi says the reason is because of his zikna. He was Pashut Cholosh. He didn't have the koyach to engage in Tashmish with his wife. If you look at the first narrow lines of Rashi, Tparish Minoi, Machma Zikna, what does he have to go and say? Jibaruch, same for the Yetzirah, same for the Yetzirah. After all, he doesn't have Yetzirah anymore. He doesn't have the koyach anymore. So my time of Kamarach, he said, why does he bother saying Rachman Yatzile? Anyway, Yoy Mechad, one day she decided to test him out. Yoy Mechad have a chorus begin, say he was sitting out there in the garden, and he was learning, sitting and learning. Koshta Nafsha, she went now and adorned herself with all different types of cosmetics and perfumes, says Rashi. Chofa Tanya Kameh, so she now passed by him a couple of times. Now, although Rashi doesn't say it, Rashi only talks about that she put on all different types of cosmetics and perfumes. But from the Gemara, it seems that she also put on different clothing than she was accustomed to, and that he was accustomed to. And she walked back and forth a couple of times. Omalah, so now Rab Chia Bar Ashi picked up his head and said, Ma'at, a young lady, who are you? I don't know who you are. Omra, she said, Ano Harusa, I am the famous Harusa. Who's the famous Harusa? Says Rashi, that was the name of a local zoyna, a local prostitute. The Hadri Miyoyma, and I just returned now from a business trip. I was just away, I just returned, and I'm here. So he was Tavir. In other words, he solicited her, the Chas V'Sholom, go and live with her. Now, as we all know, when you have a zoyna, you got to make a payment. That's Esnan zoyna. Omrele, she said to him, I want a payment. I see Nile, Lahach Roimna Deresh Tutsisa. What I'd like you to do is, please take down that reminder pomegranate, which happens to be on the highest branch on top of the tree over there. Shovar, he immediately gave a spring. Shovar means like to give a jump. And Ozal, he went up the tree, came down, Asinila, and gave her the reminder, gave her the pomegranate. Now, it doesn't say in the Gemara what happened after that, whether he did live with her or didn't live with her. I mean, if he did live with her, it wouldn't make a problem because it's his wife anyway. But the Gemara doesn't address that. Ki asla beisa, eventually he came home, hereafter, have a kashogra de bisu tanura, and his wife was now heating up the tanner. So remember the story from before, when you heat up tanners, what happened? So he immediately went, opened up the oven, and he sat inside the tanner. Omrelein, she said to him, my hat, what's going on? I put up the tanner to go and prepare dinner. Not that you should go and chas v'sholom kill yourself in going into the tanner. Omalos, he said to her, Hachi v'hachi hava maisa, I have to tell you the truth. You know what happened today? Unfortunately, this zoyna enticed me. Omalos, she said to him, Hano avoy, you don't have to worry. It was me. It wasn't the Harusa lady. It was me. Li'ashkechba, he ignored her, figuring she's just doing that to comfort him. Adiyovli simli, until she gave him simon and say, remember what happened, X, Y, and Z, and this and that and that. Ooh, he sees it was Taki's wife, it wasn't the Harusa, and that, of course, helped to comfort him somewhat. But nevertheless, he said, Amallah, Ano mi li suri chavni. Nevertheless, I was mechavanly Isra. I didn't know it was you. I thought it was this Harusa woman. If I would have known, but Lamasa, I had a kavana li Isra. Kol yom of shaloyse tzadik hayu misana, for the next, who knows, 10 years, 20 years, until he passed away, he fasted all the time, at shemes boisa misa, until he passed away from that misa. The Gemara doesn't say what that misa is. Presumably what it means is that oisa misa, that he was goizer on himself, that he went into the oven. So apparently he died in a fire, and that's how he passed away.
Rav Zera would go into the oven to test himself.
That's
so
right.
Going to the oven is not necessarily suicide. It's also a way of punishing yourself, like, you know, of inflicting pain on yourself. I mean, these ovens were not necessarily life-threatening in that way. They could be, but Rav Zera would go in, and he was called Rav Zera of the
city. I hear you loud and clear. Do you see the Rashi about 10 lines into the narrow lines? Koyosa bigabe.
Yeah, l'chavis says, okay.
Not just to test themselves,
right,
but...
It's okay.
That's the end. I don't want to wait for the Gehenim after 120
right.
And go to the Gehenim now. Now, what's the reason why he felt the way he felt? The Sanya. A famous Braisa. We had this back in the Sechs of the Dorim. Isha hafeirom b'Hashem yislach lo. It says, Isha hafeirom, that her husband was made for the Neder, and Hashem should give her a slicha, an atonement for her aveira. Frey Timara. What are we talking about? The husband was mefer. So what do you need the slicha for? She didn't know. And she violated her naziris. She took upon herself naziris, and she drank wine, the tamal mesim, thinking, oh, cares about the naziris. But the truth of the matter is that her husband was mefer. So really, she didn't sin. But since her kavana was to sin, that's why you need a slicha. Says Reb Chiya Barashi, it's true, Aitaka didn't sin. Even if I did live with the woman was my wife. But nevertheless, since I was machaven, that's already bad enough, I need a slicha b'kapar. Neymar says, similarly, Reb Akiva kevamot al haipsuka havabachi. When Reb Akiva would come to that posik, he would cry. Oh man, my good friend, Reb, brother Shai, if you don't mind, if you can find the Gemara Nozir, I think you have there on the left-hand side. Continue to the left. You're looking at the right. Continue to the left. Further. And it says the Dorim Nozir Soita. Another five Gemaras. Another Tonuk. Nozir. Have that Dorim Nozir Soita? Yeah. The one that you have your hand on. Dorim Nozir Soita. Two more Gemaras. Dorim Nozir Soita. That's it. You got it. Sorry for your trouble. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva came to Matla Haipsuka when he came to this pasuk of Isha Afeinu Hashem Yislach Lo. He would cry. Why? Omar Umami Shiniskaven Lechel Basar Chazer. Person wanted to go and eat chazer. The other Biyadi Basar Kleh, but Baruch Hashem, he didn't eat Basar Chazer. He ate Basar Kleh. Like this woman, she wanted to violate the native, but she wasn't because her husband was made. Amr Tayre Tzricha Kaparus Licha. Mishin is kama lechel basa chazva ola biyodi basa chazva al achaz kama be kama. How much worse is it in such a situation if, oh, Brother Shai is, I see you on the Zoom. Zagi Bench, see you mentioned tomorrow morning. Yeah, I see you. Okay, continue on. Zok Yimara, so al achaz kama kama, a person was mechavan to do an avira, to eat chazva. And he actually ate the chazva, last kama kama, how much slicha of a kapora this person needs. Ki oitz bedobar ato oimer, you have a similar pasik. This pasuk is by an oshem tolui that a person ate, and he wasn't sure whether he was over an iser sheish bekoris or not. For la yoda the oshem v'nosa avoinai, he didn't know, and there's a good possibility that he violated a rule, and he has a saveira, and therefore he has to bring a korban asham tolui. Kishahoye Rabbi Kiva magiel a pasuk zev, Rabbi Kiva got to this pasuk, he would cry. Umashim neskaven lechos shuman. He intended eating shuman. Remember, typically an oshem toli is you have two pieces, one shuman, one chaylev, etc. He miskaven lechol shuman. He intended eating shuman kosher fat. The other biyadi chaylev by accident he ate non kosher fat. Amr teivul yadi biyoshem nasavoyni. He has a chet. I didn't intend to do a chet. I intended to do the right thing. Nevertheless, the nasavoyni. Mishiskaven lechol chaylev. The other biyadi chaylev alachas kam vekama. How much more of a slicha he will require? So now Rav Akiva is taking it from both ends. In terms of, the first case was, he intended to do an Aveira, and Baruch Hashem, he didn't. But nevertheless, Isha Hafeinu Hashem Yislach Lo, he still needs a Slicha, even if he didn't do an Aveira. It was just the Machshav alone, He needs a kapar. Now the Gemara says the other way around.
Both sides. One didn't intend to.
The other way around. Here he intended to do the right thing, and by accident he ate chalev. And so therefore, there the intentions were bad. Here the action was bad. In both cases, the person didn't intend. One case, he did intend to do an aveira, but he didn't do an aveira. The second case, he didn't intend to do an aveira, but he didn't aveira. And you need a slich of a kapara. Oy, alach kam v'kam. If you intended and you did, hoy yo yo. Is ben Yehuda im of leyado the osher v'nosa avoynoi al dover ze yidvu kol hadvuyim. About this should be concerned all people that are concerned about such things. We know we say al ze hayod aveli beinu al eile choshku einenu. So it said in the pasuk, our hearts are sad, are full of anguish, are saddened. So he said over here too, that's when a person chas v'sholom did an aveira. He doesn't know if he did an aveira. He's not sure. So that's a play on words from this dvuyim. And he said about this, those people that are sincere, they should have daigis halei. They should have heartburn, worrying about it. If you look at Rashi, kol hadvuyim, about a third down the Amid, sheish lam lev lidvois, those people that have a heart that are concerned about things like this, yidvu alzesh in miskaven, v'yeshkan nesiyas ovoy. Chas v'sholom, he wasn't miskaven to do it, but he did not aveira, yidvu kol hadvuyim, everybody should be concerned about things of that nature. Now, this lashon of yidvu kol hadvuyim, of course, is an unusual lashon, so that's why I asked Brother Shai to take down the Gemara Nazir, because here on Daf Chov Gimel in Nazir, fascinating choices. Al Dover Ze Yidvuka Advuyim, Rosh Tevas, of Yoda, the Oshem, the Nasa is Yidvu. The two letters, Yodal of Yoda, Vav of the Oshem, the Nasa Avoynei, Yidvuka Advuyim, Kosmadab, the Oshem Tolui, that's why Yidvuka Advuyim, you gotta, your heart should palpitate, you should be concerned.
Heartache.
Good. That's what we're talking about over here. That's the Yidvu, that's the Rosh Tevis. It's the third, fourth place. Okay, back to Agimar. Okay, so we go back to the Mishnah. Even though there's an Isser Yichud, but there are exceptions to the rule. And that is with your mother, with your daughter, etc. Omrav Yudah, Marav Asi, Mesiachet Odom Imachois, a person is allowed to be Mesiachet with his sister. Not so simple, Rabbi Yisai. Says Rashi, not on a regular basis. Mesiachet Imachois, Rashi, Leprokim, from time to time, Avol Einu Dor Tomid B'Yichud Etzla B'Bayis. If you have, let's say, parents have passed away, and you have a single boy and a single girl, brother and sister, they should not live the Tadirus under the same roof. Because you never know, Chas v'Sholom is a big Yetzahara. He's not married, she's not married. He's male, she's female. Who knows what might happen? So you should not have brother and sister living under one roof for, even though it's a Mesiachet, Leprokim. Yeah, it happens once in a blue moon, but not on a regular basis. V'dor im imo v'im bito. Person, however, can live with his mother and with his daughter because they were not concerned that there might come the day of it. Ki Amar Kamei Dev Shmuel, when they repeated this in front of Shmuel, Omar, Osel is Yachanim, Kol Roishim B'Toira. You got to stay away from everybody. Don't even stay under the same roof with your own mother and with your own daughter. Vafilim Behema. Not even with a Behema you should live under one roof. Because Chas V'Sholom, you could be enticed by a Behema. Stay away from any Isser Yichud whatsoever. Okay. Tonight, we learned in the Mishnah Mesiachet on email. Then bitoy, v'yoshimam b'kiruv basa, when they're very young, even allowed to live with them in the same bed, and you're not concerned about taiva of a mother or a daughter, and now if Shmuel said, oh no, osas yachadim kol arayis, the Mishnah is befeidish like Rav Yehuda Merav said, you can be mesiachad im imoy ben bitoy. It's tiyuf to the Shmuel. Amal Shmuel, v'litamach, let me ask you a question. How does I have a braisa? Achoyisoy, sister, chamoyisoy, mother-in-law, shar kol roishu b'toyra, in mesiachet imam el ba'edim. You're only allowed to be mesiachet if there are other edim that can go and say, don't worry, they didn't sin, it's fine. In other words, you have to have shomer, the mashgichim, to make sure you didn't sin. Be'edim in shalei be'edim lai. But if there are no edim, then you're not allowed to. So he said, achoyse chamoyse v'shar kol roishe b'toyra. I'm just repeating the braisa. The braisa said very clearly, "Shalkal roitz, it's aser." So Timora ela tanoi istaka machloikis tanoi. Tasani umr meir hizoru bi mipnei biti. Please watch me that I chas v'sholom shouldn't sin with my own daughter. In other words, Remei was concerned that he and his daughter should be under one roof together. No. Hizoru bi, watch me that I shouldn't chas v'sholom come the day of Eid. Rav Tarfin, he's ordered me, be careful about me, that nay kalosi about my daughter-in-law, that chas v'shalom, nothing should happen. Ligleg olav uisei Talmud. So there was a Talmud that mocked what Rav Tarfin said. Come on, give me a break, hey, daughter-in-law. Come on, you're not going to die, daughter-in-law. Rav Avol, Mishim Rav Chanina ben Gamliel, lo yom mu'atim. It didn't take a long time, in other words, just a few days later, that this Talmud, in fact, lived with his mother-in-law. The mother-in-law being the mother-in-law together with his son-in-law. So just like a mother-in-law and a son-in-law, so too a father-in-law with a daughter-in-law. So you mocked what Reb Tarfin was saying. Don't mock. It can happen to anybody. There's a Yetzirah out there. Be careful. Now we said in the Braise, Vafilu im Behema, or Shmuel said, Vafilu im Behema. And therefore says the Gemara, Abaye michle mikul adabram. When Abaye would be going in the field, he would go and shoo away all the animals from that field, that he shouldn't be there together with any animals. He shouldn't chas v'shalom come the day, possibility, of Mishka Bahaima. And Rav Sheshes, Mevele Mitzra. Rav Sheshes would go and cross to the other side of the river, and we have this Mitzra, remember, in the Amad Aleph, he would be holding on to the rope for dear life to be away from the Bahamas. He'd have Bahamas on one side, and he'd go to the other side of the river.
Didn't Rav Sheshes was a Saginar?
Okay, I guess he sensed what was going on. Rav Chana Mineador Ikol Rav Kahana Lepum Nahara. He came to Rav Kahana Pum Nahara, name of the place. Chazid Yosef Kagoris Bekayim Behema Kamei. He saw that he was sitting out there in the garden or the field, whatever, and he was learning, and there was a Behema standing right next to him. Amalei the Sof of the Mar. Afilim Behema. Don't you remember? Shmuel said, "You're not allowed even Besiachem at a Behema out there in the garden when nobody else around." Amalei says, "You have a good point, Olam Batotoy. I didn't even notice. In other words, I was so engrossed." In a Chuvus Rabbi Kiva Eger that he was asking Akasha on the Toysis on the Rambam, I didn't even notice a behemoth, but you have a good point. Omar Rabba, Nisyachat Odom Mishtei Behemoth, Nim Shtei Tzoris. I'm sorry. Omar Rabba, Nisyachat Odom Mishtei Yevomis, Nim Shtei Tzoris, Im Isha Vachamoisev, Im Isha Ubasbala, Im Isha, period. Now, all of these ladies, Rashi reminds us, those are the ladies that you cannot trust Legabi Iguna because they all hate her. And since they all hate her, they're going to go and try to trip her up. And that's why if their husband is missing, they'll go and be made in Bezen. Oh, I saw the husband died. I was at Falavaya, blah, blah, blah. And then she'll remarry somebody else. And then the husband will come back. And then she'll be Asur Lezeh, Ulezeh, Ve'in Lo, Ksuba, Ve'le, Baloy, Yisrael, Adon, Ve'nos, Ve'zeh, Ve'zeh, Ve'leh, Ve'zeh, the whole Geshefet. Ah, so these are the tripper-upper women. Shtei Yevomis literally means that you have two sisters-in-law who are married, of course, to two brothers, and neither of them at the moment are Yevamis, but each one is a potential Yevam in waiting, meaning that if one of the brothers passes away, then this woman is going to fall to the other brother, and they're going to become co-wives, they'll be tzaris, if and when the other brother's miyabim. So that's why he called the Shtei Yevamis, that they have the potential of becoming tzaris. Vim Shtei Tzaris, that the tzaris already, that they're already co-wives, or Ish Bechamoise, Ish Avita, Basbala. All of these are talking about women that hate each other. So you're allowed to be misyached with both of them because each one of them hates the other so much that you don't have to worry that there's going to come the day's nus because the other one's going to tattle and she's going to tell the whole world. And here you don't say Deus in Kalis. Each one is going to be fest. Last thing I need is that this other woman that hates me is going to go and spread the word all over the community. So they're going to be on their best behavior. You don't have to worry. And you can also misyachan of isha v'tinoikashi adas tambia, where you're talking about two women. Remember, we said the Mishnah, two women. And the tinoikis, she adas tambia. In other words, she's still a girl, but she knows what bia is all about. Rashi says, go up about 5-6 lines, yadas tambia, kloimar mahi bia, sheteida lesapet dvorn b'shuk. She knows what it is. she has never experienced it. Next Rashi, Vayna Moiseres Atzul Lebiya Mitoch Koitna, since she's so young, Adain Leilov She Yetzer Hel Ilkach Inkam Mishum Das Kala Shleit Hey Noichel Espatis. You don't have to worry about that. He'll be able to go and convince her because she never had the time via, so she doesn't have the appetite or the desire for it. But she has the mouth. And if he were to go and live with that Isha, oh, she's going to go to school the next day and she's going to go and tell her Mora and all the other girls about the story that happened. So therefore, she, the lady, and the man will be afraid to get close to one another because they know it's soon going to be out in the street and everybody's going to talk about it. Next case. So we said in our Mishnah that when they are very young, the father can sleep in the same bed with his daughter, even if they're both without clothing. Kiruv basar. Same thing as the mother can go and live with her son in the same bed without clothing. But higdilu, then each one has to go and put on pajamas. Say yashu biksusai, and this one biksusai. Frank Timura, what is the timeline? What's the
cutoff
of the higdilu? Vekama, amravada barav aza. When she's 9 years old, and tinik ben 12 shana b'yemechon, when the boy becomes 12 years old, ikriyami tinik is b'shteimesre shana, when she becomes 12 years old, v'yemechon tinik ben 13 b'yemechon, he becomes bar mitzvah, becomes 13 years old. Whenever the Gemara adds the yemechon, just means that it's already the birthday, because let's say if a person's born on January 1st, then when does the year end? It doesn't end the next January 1st. It ends on December 31st. When's his birthday? The next day, which is again the January 1st. So therefore, it's Bashtem Esri Shana V'yemachad. She's now full-fledged 12 years old. And the boy is 13 years old. So they Bas Mitzvah and Bar Mitzvah, respectively. V'zeh b'zeh, regardless whether you go with the first shir, which was the 9-year-old girl, or you're talking about the 12-year-old girl, v'zeh b'zeh, k'dei sh'yudshachayim sh'dayim l'choynu b'sarech tzimech. It's got to be that she has shadayim, in other words, she has a development of her dadim up above, so therefore she becomes desirable, even nebuch to her own father, b'sarech tzimech, and that she already has simanim down below, so then she's already a well-developed, mature young lady. From that point on, that's when you got to be careful, no kiruv basar anymore, make full garments in between. That's only if she's not embarrassed to stand without clothes in front of her father. In other words, already earlier years, if she's already 7 or 8 years old, the mashal, and Tati says, come on in, I want to speak to you, and she's undressed, Tati, you have to wait a minute, I have to go and dress myself because she's embarrassed to come undressed, that's already enough. My taima yetzah al bisha. Obviously there's a yetzah, that's like the yetzah of Adam and Chava. Now they have the yetzer, they realize that they are no longer clothed, and that they're not with clothing, and therefore, if she's embarrassed to appear, from that point on, don't allow for sleeping bekir of basar, they have to be in separate clothing. Ravacha bar Abba, ikl lebei Rav Chizda, chasne. Ravacha bar Abba was visiting his edim, Rav Chizda. Shakal bas barate, and Rav Chizda had a daughter there, and he, Rav Acha bar Abba, took the granddaughter, right? He was the father-in-law of Rav Chizda. This is Rav Chizda's daughter. So Rav Acha bar Abba took the granddaughter, and he had her sit on his lap. Apparently, Rav Acha bar Abba and Rav Chizda were at loggerheads. They didn't see eye to eye, and apparently they chepped one another. Didn't you hear that I was already Mekadish, this young girl, this granddaughter? She's already Mekudeshes. And therefore, she's an Eishes Ish. If she's an Eishes Ish, you shouldn't have this Eishes Ish on your lap. Omalei, you were Mekadish, my granddaughter, at this tender age. Avris lochad rav, you're even rav, you're revino maravi, same rebelser. Usaladim shekash be the shiktana, shetagdo. But toimer beplani ani roitze, you shouldn't go and marry off your daughter when she's a ktan, even though the Torah permits you to, as beaten asaf leishazeh, but you shouldn't do it. Why shouldn't you do it? Because this marriage may not last more than a few minutes. After all, she's going to see him, and she goes, ugh, and therefore you shouldn't be mekadesh of yiktana, I should talk with her, she gets older, more mature, and she can go and say, yo, but plenty of rights, I'm asking to the shidduch. So therefore, says the Gemara, why did you go mekadesh at this young age? So now he responded, "Mar Nami, over lead the Shmuel. You're being over in Shmuel. The Yom Shmuel, a mishtam shem isha. You shouldn't allow an isha to go and serve you." It doesn't say specifically over here that she served, but apparently she was helping with the kitchen foods coming in and going out. And you were mishtamish be'isha. And you shouldn't do that, even though it's your granddaughter, but it's still an HS ish. I hold like the other Shmuel, the Yom Shmuel. Hakol l'shem shamayim. What means hakol l'shem shamayim? Says the top Rashi. The ain dati acharel l'chibas ishus. You think I'm taking my granddaughter because chas v'shalom I have an interest in ishus, a desire. I want that when I leave the home after I visit it, that mommy should go and say to Tati, "Oh, look how Zaidi was so nice to the Einikel, and he must really love her, and this will go and really strengthen the family bonds. That's why I did it." You think I was thinking of Ishus with this young girl, my Einikel? So this is L'shem Shemayim, and therefore it's what the top Tosis says something interesting. One second, Hakol l'shem shemayim to toisiv alzu on esayimchem hashda shana mishtam sheminashim, that we do allow for waitresses to go and deliver food to the table to serve. I don't know, certainly not the same type of shem shemayim that Rashi's talking about. I guess what he means is, as long as it's not any svar of ishus. Let's just learn another shtickle because tomorrow is. We have to do the. Yes, Rabbi, you have a question.
I didn't understand the attraction of Shmuel's family that being the attraction that they
has. I'm glad that you raised that. If you have another 5 minutes, the Gemara is going to shoot down the behemoth, as we'll see in a moment. Zok the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah lo yilamid odom ravak lo yilmad odom ravak sofrim lo yilmad isha sofrim. This is talking about being a melamid in a cheder for young boys, for young little kindlech. Says the Mishnah, a ravak. Ravak means a single bachelor should not be a melamid for the boys. And a woman should not be a melamedes for the boys, both the man and the lady. We'll see in a moment what's the reason. A person that doesn't have a wife, he should not go and teach the little boys in cheder. And the obvious question is, isn't Reb Lozer just repeating the Tanna Kamma? Because a person doesn't have a wife, that means he's a bachelor, means he's single. So we'll see in the Gemara shortly. A person shouldn't even be a shepherd of animals if he is single. Because, like Rabbi was asking a moment ago, chas v'sholem, he might get close to an animal. And you shouldn't have two single men sleeping together under one blanket, because you never know what could happen. You don't have to worry about mishkav zohar by yin. We'll see in a moment tomorrow a little bit more. So we'll start again. The Mishnah said you shouldn't be if you're single, don't be a melamed. What's the problem? Am I worried about that maybe this grown man might decide to have desire to live with one of these talmidim, one of these yinuki, one of these kids? But then you have the price. You don't have to worry. A normal yid who's not insane, he's not going to chas v'shalom mishkav zachar. He's going to live with a behema. Hello, so what's the problem? Ravik Mishem Amisad Yanuki. You know what there's going to be?
Not only teachers' conferences.
Either PTA conference, or Rashi says, how are the kids going to go to school? If the school bus breaks down, there's no bus driver, or it's a holiday, so the mommy's going to have to bring the child herself. Oh, she's going to bring herself, bring the child. So then she's going to have to say, "Good morning, Rebbe, here's the child," and the Rebbe will have to say good morning to her. And if they have enough good mornings, Chas v'Shalom, something could potentially lead to illicit relationships. So therefore, if you're single, don't be a melamed. The same thing with Gabi Isha. Mishum Abasad Yenukim. He said that the Isha should not be a melamedes for kindlech. We're not worried that she's going to do anything with the kindlech. But the fathers are going to, from time to time, come to the PTA conferences or deliver the kids to school, and there'll be discussions, and therefore, stay away. So if you're a single man, or even any woman, shouldn't get involved, because Chas v'Shalom, it can lead to problems. Reb Lozer Omer Af Misha Ein Loi Isha Ulta Lo Yelamid Tzafrim. So, Frank Timori Boiler, what did Reb Lozer mean? Misha Ein Loi Isha Klal, that he's not married at all. That's like the Ravak of the Tanna Kamma, which doesn't seem to make sense. Or Yidil Misha Ein Shruya Etzlei. What he means to say is that his wife is not presently here. She is in a rehab, or she's on a visit to her parents and lives somewhere else, and she's not currently around. And therefore, that's what Reb Lozer means. Toshima, we have Takabraisa, Afmi Sheishli, not only a Ravok, a bachelor who's single, but even someone who has a wife, Vinishui Etzel, but she's not presently in town, she went away for a few days on a trip, he should also not be a Malamat Sofrin because he's going to meet the women bringing the children to school, and one thing can lead to another in Chas V'Sholom, Chas V'Sholom. And Rav Yehuda says in our Mishnah, Lo Yir Ravik Behema, a single bachelor should not go and be a shepherd of Behemas. But the Chacham said, Matir, Tanya Amru Rav Yehuda, the Chacham said to Rav Yehuda, Lo Nechshedu Yisrael Mishkav Zacha V'Loyal Behema. These things are not realistic, they're not typical. Of course, you can find an insane person, but normal people do not engage Chas V'Sholom either Mishkav Zacha and not a Behema, so this is not a concern. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Zadkin. Zadkin is in. See, Rabbi, the Gemara addresses your issue. David, I'm looking forward to